Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 262. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And I've got a short episode for you today. I mean it. I'll say that and then I'll ramble for 20 minutes. But this is seriously just a simple mindset that I want to remind myself of, frankly, and you in the process, because I think it is really helpful. And it's this idea of forgiveness, but a very specific angle of forgiveness, and that's forgiving yourself. Forgiving your damn self, because I think this is so important. And, you know, I've done episodes on the idea of forgiveness in the past. I did one that was really popular. It used to be one of my most popular ones before I released even more popular ones. It was called Forgiveness is Baller. And it was mostly about forgiving other people, about letting go of grudges you hold against other people, letting go of, you know, resentment or anger or disappointment in others, and just moving forward. And go back and listen to that episode if you need a reminder of kind of what the mentality should be for forgiving others and why it's so powerful. But I was randomly this morning thinking about that episode, and I was like, you know what's a lot cooler than forgiving others? It's forgiving yourself. You know, be a lot cooler if you did. I think it's really powerful. And so I want to take a couple minutes and talk about this idea of forgiving yourself. And yeah, I think, you know, everyone's obviously going to agree with that statement, right? Of course. Case, yeah, man, do it. Forgive yourself. Who doesn't think that forgiving yourself is a good idea? But as with all things in life that we know we should do, and all the things that we know are good and healthy and compassionate, we really struggle to do it. We really do. I do. You do, I'm sure. So I just want to talk about this. So I'll take a couple minutes and talk about this mindset I have. I'm calling it grace over grudges. And it's all about choosing grace over the grudges we hold against ourselves. The grudges we hold against ourselves, the things we need to forgive ourselves for, the things that we refuse to forgive ourselves for, and making this a reality, because obviously it's easier said than done, way easier said than done. Making it a reality starts with realizing one thing, frankly. This is how I break things down. I just need a little spark. And here it is. It's that in life, there are some things that you would never tolerate from someone else, right? You would never tolerate being friends with or in a relationship with someone who makes you feel that you're never good enough. You would never tolerate being with someone who makes you feel the need to constantly prove your worth to them. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't. You would cut them loose because you realize that's a losing battle. And of course, that you deserve better than that. I think we agree. We're on the same page there. But we don't practice self-forgiveness. We don't choose grace over grudges that we hold against ourselves. And that's exactly what we're doing with ourselves. That reality towards someone else, we're allowing it to live in our lives. It's this weird paradox where we don't hold ourselves to the same standards that we hold other people to. And so I say, you know, headline here, you need to learn to forgive yourself. Better yet, you deserve to forgive yourself. You deserve to be free of fighting yourself, of trying to prove your worth to yourself. You deserve more than feeling that you're not good enough for you, not good enough. The one person in the world that you undeniably, without a doubt, 24/7 are good enough for. In the same way that, you know, you've probably trained yourself to learn to forgive other people, you deserve to learn to do the same for yourself. And I know you're capable of this. I know I'm capable of this, of choosing self-grace over self-grudges. And I'll explain what that looks like in just a minute. But I say this because, you know, without a doubt, you've learned to do this for other people in your life. You've learned to forgive other people. You've got one side of the coin down. What about the other side? You know, you've been told for ages, you know, by your parents or leaders or mentors or whoever you look up to, that you need to learn to forgive, to turn the other cheek, to forgive and forget. And you've probably gotten pretty good at it, to say, you know, oh, you know, that person really, really hurt me, but they're imperfect. They messed up. They know what they did, and I'm going to forgive them. Might not have been easy for you to do that, but you learned to do it. And you probably practice it in some way in your life. You've forgiven exes who hurt you. You've forgiven friends who've hurt you, people who have disappointed you, and so on and so on. And you've learned to do this because you've realized that your time and your energy is better spent focusing on, you know, more compassionate things in life. So you've done this. And in doing this, you've probably realized what I have, and that's that it's much easier to forgive someone else than it is to forgive yourself. But why is that? Like, it's crazy, right? Why is that the case? Why do you reserve so much compassion for others, and yet you leave yourself out to dry? It's this weird, like, conundrum we put ourselves in. It's quite the pickle. But again, I think it's really helpful to come back to this one realization that you don't deserve to feel that your best isn't good enough. You would never tolerate that from someone else, so why are you tolerating it from yourself? And unless you learn to forgive yourself, you're allowing that habit, that tendency, that mindset to persist in your life. So let's just agree with each other on this, that you deserve to let go of that. And I think once we get on the same page, that then self-forgiveness will kind of come naturally. So that's the question. Do you agree with that statement? Do you agree that you deserve to feel that your best is good enough, no matter the outcome? You probably do, right? That you deserve to live without constantly needing to prove your worth to yourself. That as long as your intentions are pure and clear, and you take steps to prove it, then there's nothing that's not good enough about you, right? So let's at least in this moment agree with that statement. Because again, it's helpful to step outside of your circle of influence here and say, you would never tolerate someone in life who didn't allow you to live those truths, right? That if someone made you feel like shit all the time, if they made you second guess yourself all the time, they made you feel guilty and that you constantly needed to win their affection, you would dip. You wouldn't stand for that. You'd cut them loose. So you need to do this for yourself. You can't dip on yourself, right? You can't leave. So what's the solution to the things that you hold against yourself, the insecurities you hold over your head, the blame that you're carrying around with you? Well, it's grace. It's called grace. You can forgive. That's the solution. It's really the only solution. You can choose to let go of that grudge that you hold against yourself, and you can choose grace instead. Grace over grudges. That means simply that you let go of the resentment you hold towards yourself. Resentment, blame, bitterness, you name it. That's a grudge that says you're less, that your worth is less because of something that happened or didn't happen in your life, mistakes you've made, for falling short when you shouldn't have. That's a grudge that says you're not who you should be right now, and that means you're less. That's a grudge that says you're out of time, that you've blown it, that you're alone, that you're falling behind, that your imperfections are louder than the great things about you. That's a grudge that says your wrongs outweigh your rights. But again, I approach everything as logically and simply as I can. And it comes back to this. You wouldn't tolerate someone who held those kinds of imperfections over your head. You wouldn't tolerate that person in your life. You wouldn't. So why do you tolerate it from yourself? It's certainly not easy. This isn't an easy thing, right? But forgiving yourself is really the only way that I can think of to move forward. And you can call it forgiveness. You can call it letting go of resentment, of quieting the blame in your mind, whatever you want to call it. I just call it grace. It's a nice one-syllable word. Rolls right off the tongue. Grace. Grace is simply giving yourself the benefit of the doubt. It's showing yourself kindness, understanding. It's not blindly saying, oh, you're the man, you're the woman, you're the shit. No, it's simply taking a step back and giving yourself some compassion. It's the equivalent of walking away from someone who pulls you down in life. And, you know, I don't want to go down a rabbit hole here and turn this into like an hour long app, but without self-forgiveness, without choosing grace over grudges, your self-worth is kind of always going to elude you, because you'll always have this like blocker constantly putting a divide between you and your ability to move on. You can say you deserve good things, that you deserve respect in life, that you deserve the ability to do great things, to accomplish great things in life. But if you allow those grudges to hang out in your head, in your heart, it's going to be difficult to truly believe that and live that. So if anything, I'm like, see your self-forgiveness as a way to bring your self-worth to life. They're like proportional. The more self-forgiveness you have, the more self-worth you have. Or inverse, if we want to get all weird here, the more grudges you have, the less self-worth you have. Flip that script. Flip it. Because you deserve to live a life where you are good enough. And that's all that matters. And you don't have to keep proving that. Truthfully, when you choose grace over grudges, you remember that you can't go back and change the past. Okay, but you can move forward. But when you do move forward, you're not starting from scratch. You're not starting from zero. You're starting from the experience you have. Isn't that the saying, right? It's like, you're not starting over. You're starting from experience. And like all the self-blame in the world, all the resentment towards yourself in the world, all the grudges you hold against yourself for not stepping up when you should have, for dating that person when you shouldn't have, for messing up that step in your career, for not becoming the person you know you're capable of. All the grudges you hold because of those missteps, they're not going to change anything. They're not going to change anything. But grace does. It really does. Grace means that you can move forward, starting from that experience. And in my mind, that's a huge flex, to start over from experience. Not from nothing, but from experience. And when you have grudges, that means you have experiences. So take it, take that W and approach it with grace. And that's how you find your self-worth again. And I personally, I can think of so many things that I used to hold against myself in life. Everything from not succeeding fast enough early in my career, to dating the wrong person for too long, or from not dating the right person because I was blind to that truth, or for not standing up for myself when I should have, or for feeling all these different things, right? I've held probably the same grudges against myself that you have or currently are. But The biggest moment for me was when I realized that I would never allow someone else to hold those grudges over me and make me feel this way. So why the heck am I allowing myself to do this to me? The one thing that I know without a doubt, definitively, that I always can control. Why was I doing this? So I put my foot down and I gave myself two options. Again, simple dude, two options. I can choose grudges and I can continue to hide my self-worth from myself, or I can choose grace and realize that the only way forward is to forgive myself, is to move forward from experience. The greatest superpower I have, perspective that's derived from experience. So I just wanted to say this, that you know, I can't tell you exactly what it's like or what it looks like. What's the blueprint to forgive yourself? Because that's personal. Everyone does that in different ways. But I can give you this one question, again, that I think is so powerful in fact, that I've said it like 12 times now. Why are you allowing yourself to treat yourself this way when you would never tolerate it from someone else? And I hope that question fires you up. And then I hope you take a look at the menu and realize that there's really only two items that you can order on it. Two items on this menu, grace or grudges. And then I hope you choose grace. And maybe just, you know, sample it. You don't have to go all in. Sample it. Try it. A little tasting menu. And then from there, I hope you ask yourself, okay, I choose grace. What can I forgive myself for right now? What can I forgive myself for? I'm sure there's something, one thing, or maybe many things. What is something that you beat yourself up for? What is something that makes you feel like shit when you think about it? What is something that makes you doubt your self-worth? What is something that makes you feel disappointed in yourself? What is something you blame yourself for? Try to replace that thing with grace. Just try. Like, why not? Why not? I'd say at this point, you've been holding on to it for long enough. Why not mix things up a little bit? Let's get a little weird here. Let's get a little freaky. Let's choose grace. Let's just try it. Grace, kindness, understanding. And again, I recognize this isn't a light switch, right? You're not going to be like, boom, all right, forgiven, peace. It's not realistic. But you can't say it. You can't say it. You can say, I choose grace. I choose to understand that anything I've done or haven't done, anything where I'm disappointed in myself, anything where I blame myself, it's in the past. And I can choose to carry it around as a grudge, as proof that I suck, that I'll never make it. Or I can choose to see it as starting from that experience. Grace that comes from starting from that experience. That you would never want to feel that way again. And then you can use that as motivation to move forward, to remove that barrier between yourself and your worth. Say, why not? Why not? What's the worst that can happen? In the same way that there's really no downside to forgiving someone else who's wronged you, there's literally no downside to choosing grace over grudges, the grudges that you hold against yourself. So I'll end it right there. Grace over grudges. And I hope it gives you something to think about. It gives you a question to ask yourself. Sometimes in life, that's all it takes, a question. The question that you ask yourself can give you the answer you need. So if this was helpful for you, I'd love it if you'd share the podcast with a friend. Tell them to hit subscribe. And don't forget to check out newmindsethoodist.com. That's where you can pick up all of my journals, the New Mindset Journal, Single Digit Superpower, or Unbothered. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.